Hi, I'm Nathaniel Kerberg, and today I'm going to be talking about Star Wars. Mainly the Star Wars movies and some canon TV shows, but also some extra facts I know about Star Wars myself. We all know Star Wars, the famous movie and TV shows created by George Lucas as an extraterrestrial movie and TV show, as he says it, in a galaxy far, far away. The movies, there are over 9 movies, but 3 were created by Disney, and 3 are prequels to the actual series, which are A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. There are also many different animated and non-animated TV shows also created by Disney and George Lucas as extra. There are also many books on Star Wars, but I'm not going to get into that very much today. What I know about Star Wars is I've watched every single movie and a lot of TV shows.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Kerberg, and I'm interviewing my friend Abby, who's a student at American Heritage, and I'm going to interview her about some questions on Star Wars.
Hello.
Okay, so Abby, who is your favorite character in all of Star Wars?
Jar Jar Binks. Okay, I know there are a lot of people that don't like him, but I just think his stupidity makes him that much better.
Okay. That's understandable. He is a pretty funny character.
Yes.
Next, what was your favorite movie out of the whole series? Like, you can go with any movie, one of the 9, or the 2 extra movies that weren't a part of the series, but just, you know, the extra, like, Solo, Rogue One.
Okay, I think Empire Strikes Back, the 5th movie, second one, chronologically, but 5th one as commonly known.
Yep.
I just think it's the most exciting one. Like, it's not the happy ending one, per se, but there are a lot of events in it that just make it, like, the most climactic one, per se, I think.
All right, makes sense. I mean, I think The Empire Strikes Back is a pretty good movie as well.
Yes.
What is your favorite ship in Star Wars?
My favorite ship?
Like, it could be a fighter, capital ship, cruiser, dreadnought, whatever you want.
Okay, so as much as the Millennium Falcon looks cool on the inside, I just think, like, the X-Wing, it just looks so cool on the outside. Like, it's so small, and it seems so aerodynamic, and the little X on the wings. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think the X-Wing is pretty cool, but I'm not a very big fan of Starfighters, more like big ships, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's your opinion. I'm asking you the question. What is your favorite weapon in Star Wars?
My favorite weapon?
Any movie at all. Anything you want. Yeah.
Okay. Mace Windu's lightsaber is purple. I love purple, and it's really unique because no one else has a purple lightsaber, but Mace Windu does.
Yeah.
And so it's the best.
He is a very unique Jedi with his purple lightsaber that has become very iconic over the years, so. Yeah, that makes sense. And your final question, why do you like Empire Strikes Back so much?
As I said, it's just the most, like, climactic one.
Like, is there any, like, special characters, special ships, special events that make it better? Or is it just because you think?
Nothing specific. It's just overall more enjoyable to me.
Really?
Yep.
So you eat, okay. Well, that works. Thank you, Abby, and thank you very much for the interview, and we will see you later.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that little interview with my friend. Star Wars is amazing. The TV shows, the movies, everything about it is just so great. I have been watching Star Wars movies for years and years to come. I've been watching them ever since the first movie of the Disney series, The Force Awakens, came out. And ever since then, I have loved them. I have studied Star Wars all the way down to interesting facts, movies, TV shows, everything. I hope you enjoyed this podcast about Star Wars. I totally recommend you watching it and taking into account how great it is. I'll tell you 2 facts before I sign off. 1, the Executor Star Destroyer in Return of the Jedi was actually the first ever Super Star Destroyer and the biggest ship in the galaxy at the time. 2nd fact is from the prequel series. Anakin Skywalker had no father. He was a single-born child from his mother. I hope those are some interesting facts for you, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Watch the Star Wars movies, and if you like it enough, watch the TV shows. Goodbye!